Hey, Kelvin.
Good morning.
I might have the sound fixed, but let's don't dwell on that because B2B Thursday, they have expectations. User expectation is they're going to have the sound working, right? So right. We'll make them think this is the first go at the show and leave it at that. So thank you to everybody that joined us in YouTube and in the chat and in audio and on your way to work listening to us the next day. We appreciate it. Thank you very much. And so getting to it, it's almost like a deja vu moment. And the first thing we talked about on B2B Thursday today is about social signals. And there's an article that we got from SEOclerk.com, and it's in the show notes. And those are always available at the GeyerCookReport.podbean.com. So if you go there and look for the first one that's about SEO Clerk FAQ that talks about social signals helping to boost your SEO and SERP or search engine results profile or page or whatever. So the post identifies which social signals are used, what they are, why it's important. And then the author's thought, these are going to help you more than they're going to hurt you. You know, for a long time we said, don't focus so much on social media to drive your SEO. But in fact, it can help a little bit by using these signals that they have. So when people share your posts or retweet your post or whatnot, that matters. That's measured. So along with that, this means we're talking about SEO a bit more than that, search engine optimization a bit more than social media today. The SEO tip that we found is using Google Trends for keyword ideas. This wasn't my thought. This was a fellow named Justin, ready? S-O-E-N-K-E, Sonk, maybe, or Soenke. Let's just call him Justin, right?
Yeah, just that'll work. Justin will work, yeah.
His mom calls him Justin. I mean, she only calls him by his last name if he's in trouble, and he's probably never in trouble. So what he's going on about is using Google Trends to develop your strategy for your area, for your local service area, for the keywords that people are searching for in your area, and which ones of those phrases that your potential customers are looking at are the low competitive search results phrases that have a high volume. So if a lot of people are looking for the lighthouse, then you may well have an article about the lighthouse come up to drive traffic to your blog, to your landing page, whatever. And it's all a win-win. And I copied and pasted the write-up about Justin. It's really quite good. He's launched over a dozen companies. He's not a rookie. He's a Santa Barbara native, Californian. God bless him. You know, the two things we tell Californians, Kelvin, it rains all the time in Seattle, and there's no salmon left in Puget Sound. But anyway, he's a great guy. So let's get to the shout-outs, eh? What?
Yeah.
As always, we give a shout-out to Fraser Ramsey, who's at the polls this morning voting on whether or not – oh, I know how he voted. I have a good inclination he voted to get out of the EU, but I think that's going to go.
Yeah, there's a big vote this today in the United Kingdom.
Well, see, even the Wall Street Journal had a write-up about it, about how it's going to impact the stock market, and oh, gosh, big deal. So anyway, thanks to Edmer Dusters, the company that likes to clean. Fraser Ramsey is the name. Give him a call if you're on that side of the ocean. Thanks to Huzza.io for allowing this interface to happen. And a big thanks to Screencast-O-Matic, which if I ever get the handle on working it, provides us with this audio and video content, which we record right off the desktop. So if you need a recorder for Windows, give that one a go, right? It's quite good. Thanks to Friends Just Chatting. They're now having their logo in the show notes. Friends Just Chatting is how I met Kelvin, in fact, on blab.im. It's a voiceover IP environment that people do chatting and do video in real time, talking about everything, because there's no topic at Friends Just Chatting. Because that's the flavor of the title, right? It's Friends Just Chatting. So give that a go. If you're watching this on YouTube, please give us a thumbs up. that's sort of an attaboy that matters to somebody. Probably a social signal or what, right? That's got to be.
Right.
And the latest podcast content is going to be on Stitcher, on Spreaker. It's on Podbean with the show notes. We'll have an audio link there. And because we're on Podbean, we get into iTunes. Follow us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. If you're in the show notes, down at the bottom, there's the Guyer Cook Report evaluation question. Please give that a go, because we ask it a lot and we get an answer rarely. So on that note, I'm going to say those three magic words we end every show with multiple times in a single day. We might say this multiple times. It's a wrap.